Chapter 4. They made it all the way through Ohio that first night, the highway almost empty, save for the big silver bus slicing through the warm blackness. Morgan wakes up first, scratching his head, digging his nails deep down through that crinkly afro and into the scalp, yawning and already thinking about strong black coffee. He sits up. He's stretched out along the back row of seats and looks out through the rear window of the bus. Dawn is already well along, the sun just fully over the horizon, picking out the great shapes of long-haul trucks parked around them. For the first time in his life, Morgan is waking up in Indiana. Beyond the pitted gravel parking lot, he can see the highway with its slow trickle of early morning traffic. Beyond the highway, yellow fields of Midwestern wheat rippling like a cereal commercial. Coffee nearby, those styrofoam cups. Padding down the aisle, he hears voices coming from near the front. Little Miles and Danny, hunched up over a comic book on the mattress. "Hey, kids," Morgan says. "It's early. How long you boys been up for?"
"Just now. We're hungry," Danny says.
"Hold that thought. I'm going to get the team together, and then we're going to go across the way and score us some big-ass trucker breakfast."
"Can we get pancakes?" Miles says.
"You bet your skinny white ass, son. Uncle Morgan going to show you how to eat pancakes." He finds Jesus stretched out on his back across a row of three seats, fully clothed, his Converse dangling over the end, his beanie pulled down over his eyes, still sleeping. Guy can fall asleep at the drop of a dime. Sleeps like a goddamn baby, too. The sleep of the innocent, Morgan knows. He shakes him.
"Hey, Cochise."
"Hmm?"
"Morning, man."
Those blue eyes opening slowly.
"How we doing?"
"All good, buddy. The kids are hungry. Front me and I'll take them over the way and bring back the bacon."
"Oh, sounds good."
Jesus sits up, yawning, and starts fumbling in his pockets.
"How'd you sleep, man?"
"All right. You hear the goddamn rain last night?"
"No."
"Shit, motherfucker. You'd sleep through a fucking Sonic Youth sound check."
"I think I did once. In, Washington?" He's still fumbling in his pockets, a look of confusion coming over his face.
"That was Tortoise."
"Oh, yeah. Shit, toss me that jacket, man." Morgan throws JC his coat. Other voices coming from the back of the bus now, everyone waking up. Jesus is going through his jacket, getting faster now, almost scrabbling at the pockets. Morgan feels his blood give a seasick lurch.
You're kidding, right?"
Where'd I put the fucking money?"
"Oh, shit, man.
You didn't drop it in that diner yesterday, did you?"
No, most definitely not. I remember having it in my hand when me and Meg were walking toward the bus last night. Fact, she told me to put it away."
"Check your pants again."
"Shit, maybe Meg knows what..."
Morgan turns round straight into Becky, who's all sleepy-eyed in just knickers and a faded Beastie Boys t-shirt.
"Hey, have you seen Meg?" Morgan begins.
"JC can't..."
"We saw her going out last night when it was raining,"
Danny volunteers.
"She had her bag, too,"
Miles adds. "Oh, fuck," Morgan says.
"Oh, Meg."
Jesus sighs as he stops fumbling in his empty pockets. He sits back in the seat and notices that someone, one of the kids, maybe Meg, has drawn a lopsided smiling face in the condensation misting the window beside his head.